That's because that's ours.
Yep.
So Sunday morning, she's going to be on the stage at 10 o'clock. So you've got to come dressed with your boots or whatever it is you want to... And just like, you know, again, bear witness to the fact, he created it. It is ours.
No doubt.
Sharing. We don't mind sharing.
Yeah, we're very open-armed people. Honestly, we share a lot. We open in our community a lot.
Oh, yeah.
That's the beauty. Like, when I go to Nigeria, they just, if you're from somewhere else, they love you. They're just like, want to share, want to connect. And, you know, that's the difference between, you know, this is why we get taken advantage of sometimes, right? Because our hearts are golden.
Of course.
Honestly, we just want to connect.
Yeah.
We're, you know, we're the original humans.
Right? Yeah. So, straight up, man. Yeah. Civilized people, right? And that's the, and that is the downfall, right? You know? And like you said, right? You know, as far as the tea thing, right? Like, and that's why, like, that's why it's so important. Like, especially, you know, for the babies, right, and for the youth, is, you know, we teach them like, yo, this is, you know, this is where this comes from, right? It's important to have that knowledge, you know, to know what is what, right, where it comes from, you know, because just as much as, It's you know, the I guess I'm going to use the example of the double-sided coin. You know, it's like when people, for example, some people use the N-word, right? And you have all these other cultures who use the N-word, right? But they don't even know the actual, you know, like the knowledge around it. You know what I mean? And it's like, that's not even, it's actually doesn't belong to us. And, but... let's just say for those who don't know that it belongs to us, that word doesn't belong to us. But if you know how that was such a negative word placed upon Black original people and how we turn that and use that as a positive, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's crazy, right? It's crazy, right? And so, yeah, man, it's like we are open people. And I think, you know, I think that, you know, obviously, you know, we deal in equality always, you know, we strive to deal in equality, but also, you know, equality is also like, if somebody is doing something to you, you know, you don't have to necessarily do the same, right? But it is on you to either cut that person or thing out of your life, right? Because look, all because you disrespect me doesn't mean I have to, you know, resort to violence, right? I can just step away, right? And so... yeah, man, I think that it's time that, you know, honestly, in my humble opinion, that, you know, we need to stop allowing people to take our stuff, right? It doesn't belong to them. Because if we take, what happens to us? Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So. And it's so funny, when we ask for our own things back, we get, like, gaslit.
Right?
Like, what the hell?
You're an angry Black woman, indeed. You angry. Oh, you know what I mean? It's like, it's crazy, man. It's crazy, right? So is there anything else going on that y'all want to let the audience know about the festival?
Michelle?
We're getting so deep there, all of a sudden I was like, I'm ready for the next comment.
Oh, okay. Add to it.
And now we're going back to the festival.
No, add to it. If you want to add to what we were just talking about, yeah, it's all good.
Because what I was going to say is that when we speak about our young people, where it changes is that we have so many different histories of where we are today. For those of us who are from the Caribbean, our history is slightly similar to those of America. However, the Caribbean slavery ended sooner, and Caribbean Black people have a higher level of confidence because they didn't deal with the segregation and the redlining in the Caribbean.
That's right.
There's been some shadism, and there may have been some stuff, you know, between some of the other people who came with indentured labor. For the most part, Caribbean and Africans, we have more in common with each other because we most of the time come from two-parent families. We most of the time have seen people who look like us in positions of power, most of the time. And then you come to Black America, where their story has just been, it's been brutal, it's been sad. The amount of strength, the amount of allies that have come out of there, people who, you know, greatness. I mean, if you think of the Black Star Liner and Marcus Garvey, what was going to happen?
Yep.
People had actually been able, but somebody in our camp decided, no, you know what? I'll just go and tell somebody what they're planning.
Yep.
Like, you know what?
That's
so we
crab.
Always have to watch our backs, because there's always somebody who doesn't want you to succeed. Like you said, the crab's in the barrel.
Yeah.
But I think that we need to take our young people and we need to let all of them know that those whose parents just came from Africa who have got a different story, they don't understand the discrimination that people on this continent have gone through, because it wasn't their story.
That's right.
And then they get here, and they're like, okay, well, hold on a second. I come here for the opportunity, so you will just carry on, do your thing, because I'm going to just keep going.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Until they do.
Right, and that's why unity is important. We need to help one another, because some of us are more privileged, right, or have not had that trauma.
Mm-hmm.
And those of us that have not had that same trauma, it's up to us to help our brothers and sisters who have.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. True indeed. Mm-hmm. True indeed. Mm-hmm. Yeah, when I was watching that Khalees interview I was telling you earlier, they were talking about that, like how, you know, certain brothers and sisters on that part of the continent, right, they didn't go through what we went through, you know, here on this side, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, even the Canadian historical slavery is different than the American, right? Mm-hmm. And so, you know, going back to what you were saying, Michelle, about Marcus Garvey and you know, that so J. Edgar Hoover hired the first black federal agent just so he could specifically take down that, right? And it's, and I think about how, like, looking at, you know, the United Negro Association, their outfits and like everything was just, it was just like, yo, I'm proud to do this, right? I'm proud to be who I am, you know? And it's very powerful, right? And it's like, no wonder, you know, and obviously it was a different time then, right? But you got to ask yourself, are times really still different? Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Are times really different?
Yeah, it's just a next level situation, you know? We're still fighting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, it's next level now.
Total global population. I taught this in the class yesterday. I had them all checking out each place, each continent, each country, the big three, Great Britain, America, and Canada. And I said, okay, now we're going to go to the other places. We went to Haiti, we went to Cuba, we did Jamaica, and we were literally then did the black population universally. Do you know we only represent less than 20% globally? So now we have to ask ourselves, why is it that they're trying to take us out? It's because we're so freaking great. It's just that when you give us the scraps, we make beautiful things out of it.
Yeah.
You don't respect us, we respect ourselves, and we are the creators of so much. So I believe the only reason they want what we have is because we are so great. Often imitated, never duplicated. Leave it right.
Never duplicated. Mm-hmm. The original.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it is. The original. You know.
Mm-hmm.
So
let's talk about the fest.
Yeah.
onto the next.
What
joyful.
Else?
Let's create some joy.
Come on. What else you guys got for us, man? What do you got for the listener? What else? What else can they look forward to experiencing at the festival?
And did he take it away?
Okay, so I mean, it's 3 days, so 3 days of full day action, music, vendors, music, food, vibes. We have two stages this year, which is really incredible.
Mm-hmm.
So we have main stage, we also have a community stage, which is going to be really dope. So and the community stage is more interactive. You know, hopefully we have like younger generations kicking in. I'm performing on the Saturday 3:30.
Okay.
And I'm gonna do like a crowd interaction, like hip hop show. So I'm gonna do my songs, maybe even some flash mob dance with, if there's kids there, maybe bring them on stage, do some, like, get them up rapping with me, you know. So that's, I want to bless that community stage too, on the Saturday there. So that's probably the most exciting change. We have two stages this year.
Yeah.
It is free, but we do really appreciate donations. So if you're able to make a donation, we do have a link. We'll also have a QR codes up on site. So this is really important. The community stage is going to rely on those QR code donations. So if you are checking out the community stage and you're vibing with an artist, you can actually make a donation towards that artist in that moment.
Really?
Yeah. You can also go on my pages. My socials are Ndidi Cascade Music on IG, and then Ndidi Cascade on Facebook. There's also Black Music BC page, Black Music Month BC page as well, that has links on it where you can actually just buy tickets to your favorite artist on that community stage as well. So
that's amazing.
So a centralized, you know, because I know my socials the most centralized. If you are looking for information, you know, if you want to go through me, please check in Didi Cascade Music on IG, also in DidiCascade.ca, my website as well, which is public. Those two sites are public, and I've been posting all week, and I will continue to post until the event.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, we have an incredible artist this year. I'm just gonna drop some names right now. Lokita, myself, and Didi Cascade. We got DJ P-Love from SJS. So I want to mention we have Filipino Solidarity happening this year as well.
Kayako.
Right. So mm-hmm. we got Kayako, Mamalia, P-Love, and yeah, my homie Powis HJ, Ashes, DJ Cookum, mm-hmm. LT Irie, Hard Body Dreams in the Flesh,
mm-hmm.
Bad Boy Denzel, Jiggy to the Music, TK the Artist, B Diamond the Force, which is going to be dope. It's the Devon Martin tribute, which I think I'm going to do something with them too. Marlo Brown, Rebel Lynx, Sheldon, Knight, Sam Chimes,
Sammy.
Baby Hair, yeah. And more. So mm-hmm. it's going to be a stat.
What about Terrence Richmond and Questlove?
Yes, yes.
That's
yes.
on the Sunday, yep. right?
Let's look at the schedule here. I'm not sure.
I think Lynx was telling me that it's going to be on a Sunday.
Okay.
On the Sunday.
They're on the Sunday, their schedule is. Okay. Their schedule is. Let's see what time they are.
Yes, they're Sunday at 1 p.m. on the main stage. Terrence Richmond and the Love Quest.
That's right.
Yeah.
They're amazing.
Yeah.
They're amazing. They are amazing.
It will be 4 o'clock will be the tribute to Metro.
Okay.
Perfect.
4 o'clock on Sunday is a tribute to Metro. Yeah.
Right.
And is there gonna be any, because I think was it last year that they had the comedic yoga? Was that last year?
Yeah.
Or was that at
the year before?
Yeah,
2 years ago. And I think last year we had another woman do some kind of a yoga movement.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, are we doing anything movement?
Line dancing instead of.
Line dancing.
Okay.
Right. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. Maybe a bit of flash mob with Ndidi Cascade as well.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because we do have, when we think about it, we have that essence of country,
mm-hmm.
which we know, you know, Carter, you know,
yeah,
our boy Carter. So that vibe is around right now.
Yeah,
could we try something else to hopefully get? Because
I think it's really important to show that Black people we do all genres, right? Not mm-hmm. just hip hop, Afrobeats, mm-hmm. and reggae. Like mm-hmm. we do everything.
Mm-hmm. Straight up.
So that's important to show the genres, yeah.
Straight up.
Mm-hmm.
And we want to make sure that we do give a shout out to our sponsors, one of our great sponsors, Black Boys Code, always just step up there, and ASN, which if I could only read this little bio right here, I would. Okay. The print is so small on the flyer, Ndidi.
Yeah, well, shout out to Judy Art Soul Methods,
yeah.
holding down the vendors every year.
Mm.
Yeah, shout out.
Junie there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Then we just want to make sure that people know that if you can donate, admission is free, but we do want you to donate. And as Ndidi said, it's a really great lineup, lots of young people. We just want, it's you know, we're going into the long weekend. This is the weekend for the long weekend, really. And so for those of us who want to remember, like you say, some history, like just come out, relax, have a good time, be there to support, because I think we are doing a bit of fundraising. Are we also for Ndidi? That may be something I was reading for, so let me rip it out just in case I've got the information wrong. But I just think that people should come out and support. Bring your friends, one on each arm. If everybody brings
right.
Yeah.
I mean, it's free. Like, what more can you ask for? Some of the best artists in Vancouver and free entry. Are you kidding me?
I know.
Outdoor, it's going to be sunny this weekend.
I know.
Don't play.
Just
get out your door.
You know?
Put your dancing shoes on, your cowboy boots, whatever you want to wear for the line dance, and come through. Come hungry, come thirsty. We got a bar. We got
Come
food.
On.
We got food vendors.
Let's go.
It's gonna be sick. If you want to buy some sick, like African earrings, or some like jackets. Don't play. Come on this weekend. It's going to be amazing.
It is.
Yeah.
It is.
I mean, not just because it's our festival, but for real. Even if it was not my festival, I'd still go. Are you kidding me?
Still go.
Black Music Month Fest?
Yeah.
Why wouldn't you?
Right?
Yeah.
Straight up. 8 years and running.
Right?
8 years and running, right?
Shout out Lincoln Thorne and Doreen.
Shout out. I met Doreen. She's a great woman. Doreen. Thank you, Doreen.
Shout out Makeda, too.
I know. I was thinking that. Shout out to Makeda. She's doing it. Yeah. Most definitely.
Yeah, 100%. Shout out Patrick, holding down tech for years now. Really love working with Patrick.
Yeah.
Such a solid cornerstone for Black Music Month.
Mm-hmm.
100%. Shout out LT Irie for helping with tech usually and all the DJ stuff this year.
And that's one thing I really appreciated about the festival, like, because I've seen it grow, but like especially the sound, you know, and the size, the qualities of the stages, it's so big, you know. It's really like it, like no, don't get me wrong, Beaumont's dope, right? But I've seen it just elevate, right? Yeah. It's just elevating.
Queen Elizabeth Plaza was the next level.
That was
the next level that year.
That was.
Yeah.
I was like, yo,
so
that's...
So we can't go backwards from there.
No, you can't go back.
Even
you gotta keep going up.
We have less funding this year. We're making it happen. That's why we rely on your donations this year.
Yeah.
100%. Because it's not easy.
Yeah.
This economy is getting crazy. We don't even know what's on the horizon globally right now.
Mm-hmm.
You know what's happening, right? Mm-hmm. So, you know, we need to just stay close to our loved ones, keep our money tight in community, and live every day in a place from a place of joy and connectivity, you know?
Yeah. What a
perfect time for Black Music Month Fest.
It is.
Yeah.
It is. And I think, you know, and if you're a Black entrepreneur too, man, make sure you come down, right? And support, right?
Because, networking is going to be on point,
you know, that's the thing. And here's the thing about Black Wall Street, right? Why Black Wall Street was so successful is because they kept their money in the communities.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
It was so, it's so, that's, that, there's a lot of different other, you know, nations that do that. And that's why they're where they are, right?
Yeah.
And so I know that that's what we need, right? Because you were talking about Hogan's Alley, and you know, my grandmother is
Your family lived there.
No. They didn't live there, and that's I gotta clarify that, because that's a kind of a myth.
Okay.
That people say that Eleanor Collins lived there, which is my great grandmother, but she didn't actually live there. And Hogan's Alley, it was more of a strip. Instead of like where we're thinking about a whole neighborhood, you're going to talk about Strathacona. That was a very predominantly Black neighborhood, Strathacona. So there's a kind of a misconception. And I can say that because my grandmother is a historian. So my great grandmother's daughter, Judith Maxey, she is a historian of Vancouver. Mm. And like when I go to her kingdom, I see the documentation, right? Like I'm talking like, you know, I'm talking cabinets, you know what I mean? And just all the documentation, right? And I think, you know, it's people want to associate with like one place as like, well this must have been where all the Black people were, right?
Mm-hmm.
But that's not the case.
Right.
And
yeah.
So actually Hogan's Alley was more of because you had the docks, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that's where kind of people would come.
And the train station. Too.
Yes, and the train, right? Yeah. And they party and they do their thing, right?
Yeah.
But Strathacona as a whole was really the Black community.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Hey, that's nice to have that clarified, because, you know, we keep speaking about, like you say, about Hogan's Alley, and then it's the Viaduct, you know what I mean? And the Viaduct went through the neighborhood.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so it's good to have that clarified.
Mm-hmm.
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 Yeah.
And I mean, that thing right there is, that's, you know, that's definitely North American wide. The viaducts getting built, the highways getting built through.
Well, yeah, you know,
neighborhoods, right?
Yeah, urban renewal projects. That's where hip hop came to be.
Mm-hmm.
You know, forcing people out of their homes and trying to survive under a lot of oppression. And so these kids use hip hop in order to empower themselves and their communities.
Mm-hmm.
You know, yeah.
Especially the Bronx fires and all of that stuff, right?
Yeah. Michelle, I know you have 10 minutes until your client.
I was just going to ask you, is there anything else? Is there any other words that you want to leave us with before we keep it going?
No, I think we basically, you know, my job on Saturday, Friday night, Saturday and Sunday to just make sure I intro all the artists. I'm doing that also with, we have a new MC this year, and oh my goodness, I need to give him a shout out. Mm-hmm. Goodness gracious me. Anyway, I do not remember his name right.
He just got added to the bill here, so yeah.
Mm-hmm. What is his name? He's going to be sharing the stage with me. He's going to be opening up on Friday.
Mm.
We'll be tag teaming the two stages together from that point on. And he's not DW. Is he DW?
Yeah, I'm just looking in the chat here. I just know he got added to our chat as a new person.
I think he goes by DW, but I don't know what DW means.
I see DW here, but I don't know what it stands for, right? Yeah.
He's one of our MCs, and he's new this year. And he comes from a background of acting and so on. So his background is, you know, he's going to be real comfortable up there on the stage.
Amazing.
We're going to work. We've never worked together before. I don't even know if I've ever met him in the cultural community. So it's going to be a lot of meet and greet, meet new people, make new friends, new contacts, new acquaintances, and like you said, try to keep the money within our community, because our money is the only money that leaves the quickest.
Mm-hmm.
Every other ethnic group, their money stays in for a good while. I think the Asian money stays in for like 30 days.
Mm.
But, you know, because they really do keep it tight, right?
Yeah.
And then with us, and that's the thing, we're not supporting each other enough, and we don't have enough. Because we don't have, what people don't realize is we don't have access. We don't have the same luxury and the same access. They will sooner give money to people of other ethnic groups to come into our, quote, neighborhoods and have businesses in our areas that are predominantly, you know, black and melanated. So if we are not there trying to hold it up and support the people who we know who do have small businesses, then we'll never get ahead.
Right. It's words true. Of wisdom. Thank you for that.
Yes. Michelle. Thank you, Michelle. Mm-hmm. Appreciate that. Financial literacy. We all need that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's what we need, right?
We sure do. Got to pick it up and, you know, and people have not to be afraid of starting small and growing in your means. And just remember, Louis Vuitton doesn't know your name. Gucci doesn't know your name. Coach doesn't know your name. Michael
Screw Kors. Them.
Stop giving your money to them, man, because they don't care about you.
I rock hard body shoes. I rock Gucci Cascade Tour.
Come on. Come on, man. Like, word is bond, man. That's real. Like, they don't, trust me. Yeah. They don't even want you wearing their stuff. They've made it known so many times.
Yeah.
We don't like you rappers wearing
Gucci. I think that's why we wear their stuff. To be like,
maybe
we make it look better than you. Make
yeah,
it, like,
oh, for sure, for sure.
It looks better on my body.
For sure.
Don't hate me.
For sure. But you
still,
also know that's a lot of...
Yeah, I'm not into it.
It's a lot of brainwashing. It's like, yo, you're not cool unless you got... You know, you got that, right?
Yeah, 100%.
It's like, man... Yeah. Oh, go back to rocking crowns, man. Crowns, you know? And it's like, they wonder why we rock so much gold. Because look, man, when you, gold is a serious conductor. And when you mix it with melanin, the vibration of your body changes, right? And so we come from where we were. Like, this is the thing about Columbus, right? I'm going to tell you a story about Columbus. Columbus, a.k.a., he didn't discover America. First things first. But the second thing is that when he saw what those in Espanol had in the Americas and the Caribbean, when they call it the guanine, right? You know, you hear that, you know? What's guanine, right?
Mm.
Well, guanine was a spear, right, that had different metals on it, but predominantly gold, right? Mm. And so we had so much gold, right? It was like, you want this? Here, have it, right? And those who came from, you know, Spain at the time of the fall of Andalusia and whatnot, they were like, oh, man, the gold. Oh, the gold. Oh, I never seen so much gold. Oh, you guys just giving the gold for free? Because we like, right. You know what I mean? Gold's nothing to us, right?
Yeah.
So, you know, it's like, why do we like, because that's just us. Mm. Right? That's us. When you
shine like gold, we're connected to the sun. 100%. We're connected to the sun.
100%. 100%. All right, ladies.
Yeah. All right, Michelle.
Yeah. Thank you, Michelle, for calling in. It's great talking with you. Look forward to meeting you in the physical on the weekend. And yeah, all the best to you.
Okie dokie. Likewise, and really see you on the weekend.
See you on the weekend.
Enjoy it and have a great rest of the show.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you, Michelle.
Thank you, Michelle. Have a great one. Okay. All right.
Yeah, okay. Later.
Peace. So we're going to get into, we're going to play this PSA.
CJSF Heritage Minute. During the 80s and the 90s, CJSF would come into its own as a serious platform for independent artists and a forum for people to express ideas not present in the mainstream media. Summer 2002, CJSF receives a license from the Canadian Radio Telecommunications Commission to broadcast over the FM airwaves. February 13th, 2003, 7 p.m. CJSF goes on air at 90.1 FM, and we've been changing the sound of radio in Burnaby ever since.
One city, one country, one state. Some place to be nobody. Some place to be. Some place you wouldn't know, probably. Yeah. Yeah. If Chappelle moved to Ghana, the finest piece, then I'm rolling. Where the service always roaming, I'm packing my bags and going. It's a challenging act. It's a balancing act. Visit beautiful places, it's more out here than the trap. Houses in Long Island, they always found them. House in the South. Barely got out, sunny LA. Remember calls with Dr. Dre. He told me, don't let the palm trees fool you, be safe. Me and my higher self, we often would speak. Somehow we lost the connection, might meet a Joshua tree. And it's been bothering me. Too many wavy women, gotta log out of IG. Can't be my HDMing, no kidding. It's hard to move like a civilian. I write the truth cause I live it, not like you musical. We did it big and they biggest. They rather shoot than write tickets. What it feel like to go get it? What it feel like to go miss it? In one city, one country, one state. Some place to be nobody. Some place to be. Some place you wouldn't know probably. Some place to be nobody. Bought a plane, said let's go to Paris. That's where baguettes are from, French bread that's long and narrow. I like the other definition, rectangular carrots. The concept of the song is rather esoteric. This girl said in Grenada we should go get married. Broke the meaning down of the Virgin Mary. And you got your own place. My favorite part of the night when you text me that you made it home safe. I'm contemplating at the home base how I'm used to breakfast in the ghetto sipping OJ. That's a picture right there, a moment in time. Before anybody wanted a photo of mine. Before the internet energy and social decline. Destroyed the vibe, fooling us with the headlines. Keeping us blind. Vultures eat you alive. Take heed to the signs. Wishing I find one city, one country, one state. Some place to be nobody. Some place to be. Some place you wouldn't know probably. Some place to be nobody.
All my time has been focused on my freedom now. Why would I join them when I know that I can beat them now? They put their words on me and they can eat them now. That's probably why they keep on telling me I'm needed now. They tried to box me out while taking what they want from me. I spent too many years living too uncomfortably. Making room for people who didn't like the labor but wanted the spoils, greedy, selfish behavior. Now let me give it to you balanced and with clarity. I don't need to turn myself into a parody. I don't do what you do for popularity. They clearly didn't understand when I said I get out apparently. My awareness like Keanu in the Matrix. I'm saving souls and y'all complaining about my lateness. Now it's illegal for someone to walk in greatness. They want the same, but they don't take risks. Now the world will get to see its own reflection. And the anointed can pursue their own direction. And if you're wrong and you're too proud to hear correction, walk into the hole you dug yourself a projection. See me in my freedom, taking all my land back. They said a lot against me, thinking I just stand back. I got my legs beneath me, I got my hands back. A lot of people sabotaged, they couldn't stand that. I turned the other cheek, I took blow after blow. There's so much crisis in the world because you reap what you sow. When you keep what you know is meant for someone else, the
ditch you dig for them, you might just end up in yourself. I'm in the secret place, I keep a sacred space. They keep showing their hands, but keep hiding their face. If I'm a messenger, you block me, then you block the message. So aggressive, the world you made is what you're left with. Pride and ego over love and truth is reckless. Y'all got a death wish, the stupid leaves me breathless.